Okay, it is 6 o'clock. I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is a meeting of the City of Sylvania Streets Committee for the purpose of discussing possible LED conversion. In attendance tonight is myself, Patrick Richardson, as chair of the committee. Committee members, Mary Westfall, Doug Hanem, Brian McCann. We also have Mayor Craig Stow, Mark Fry, Marcus Hansen, Kevin Aller, and Bill Sanford. Did I miss anybody? Oh, yes, and Joe Shaw. Sorry about that. And we wanted to start, maybe if we could begin tonight with Mr. McCann. I know you sent a number of questions that got answered by administration. Did you have any follow-ups? But that might be a good place to start from the responses we got back.
No, I felt that the questions were answered and provided the information and the detail to each. And I guess maybe a follow-up is I asked her for a potential time frame on this, and would we have any idea of what that might be, or when we're going to potentially request this?
Yeah, sure.
We're all in agreement.
Is that something you can address, Mr. Aller?
Yes, I did reach out to back out to Palmer Energy because I didn't know how, you know, from day one, if the decision to make to move forward on making a change, how long does that process take? I've never done an LED change out project. Most communities, when you do them once, you don't do them again. So, the other projects that they've been a part of, and actually they're involved in Perrysburg right now, they're looking at about a 3-month, at least Edison has informed them that they're looking at a 3-month process for the determination of all of the fixtures that have to be changed. As part of this process, you determine how many lights are out already. The lights that are out, we don't have to actually pay for those because they were going to have to replace them anyways and things of that nature. So that is about a 3-month process. And then they also have indicated that it's about a 3-month process to actually perform the project. I don't know how many. One of the questions I didn't ask was, I didn't ask how many fixtures of Perrysburg have compared to how many we have. I'm assuming it's pretty much in the ballpark. It can't be too different. About 3 months. I would, I think that's what she's getting from, what they're getting from Edison. I would be surprised if Edison could reach that fast on this. Marcus, as you know, we've been trying to get one light put up for about 6 months now.
Right.
So if we can get them to do that fast, we'd be doing pretty good. But I would anticipate that, by the end of 23, that this process could be completed. I think, realistically, I think people are at a year. The other thing that could come into play here is everybody's having supply issues. I don't know how Edison treats that. I don't know how that comes into play in the street car world. That could be coming into play as well and kind of set things back. But I would anticipate that this was something that council wanted to move forward with. It would be something that we could include in this year's budget. In the budget proposals that we make in October, and then it could be part of the 2023 budget as one of our projects. So, and then based on the timelines that Edison has given, we should be complete by the end of the year.
And the other, just for detail's sake, how many units do we have?
We have about 1,600.
The first line, it says at 1,650 lights, this equates to X.
Just over 1,600 fixtures.
So you mentioned the budget. I guess I had a question on the response you sent back of what we have in our, the assessment fund. So there's enough in there to fund the project entirely currently. Is that, that's correct?
I believe there is, yeah. The one unknown for us every year is, it's not really an unknown, but it's one that I kind of wait until the end of the year to see how that budget is doing. Is the downtown, the Whitewood business area is the area with the decorative streetlights, and those we're replacing on a more routine basis now. I use what funds we have available to be able to do more of those in any given year, depending upon that budget. That's actually something that we will be, probably only have another year or so on that, because what I've done I'm not planning on doing anything on Main Street because of the downtown streetscape. So all of the only poles that we have to replace as part of that project now is just along the Grove Street. We're almost done with that. We're almost through with that. So that'll be a large portion of that budget that will actually come off the books, so to speak. So I think the funds are in that account.
So I guess we need to increase assessments if we wanted to go forward with this, even though we already have the money to replenish the fund to where it is now. We would increase the assessment. And
yeah, just increase the assessment. We may have to do that for a year, maybe. If we take a look, we can offset that $342,000 project and just take another extra year to do the grocery replacements and then keep the rates where they're at. So that's an option that we could do too.
I mean, that, I know you don't have, but ballpark, I mean, to increase assessments for a year on that, that's not going to be anything. For the average homeowner, that's nothing large, is it?
Yeah. When you look at three, if you want to keep the balance, that balance is larger than it ever was. And that was actually one of the first things that you're going to see. My first year, the balance in that fund was $150. We increased the rates in 2012, I believe it was. We had the issue with the steel poles being in poor shape. So we increased the rates, I'm pretty sure it was 2012 or 2013, and we started attacking our steel poles and building up that reserve. Realistically, once we get the pole replaced this year or next, we won't have a lot of that type of work to do for a long time. So really all you do is pay the electric. So realistically, that fund probably only needs to have about $150,000 or so in it as a reserve. So we have plenty of reserve in there right now.
Sure. That's what I was trying to get at is, could we just spend it and not have to increase assessments? But I mean, I get we need to have a reserve of some kind that, but if 150 is the number, that would be fine.
And I'm using that based on, you always can say about 30% of the income. So,
sure. Okay.
Some of the decisions that would have to be made is that, on that front page, we'd have to decide, what type of picture are we going to go to? If you drive around some of the neighborhoods now, there are different kinds now. Do we want to match the existing as much as possible? Do we want uniform throughout the city? Those are the kinds of things that we have to decide before it's started doing anything.
What do most communities do? Do they do specific to an area in the community, or do they try and go with the same thing across the board? I think there would be some cost efficiencies by using the same thing.
I'd have to make some phone calls and ask that. I don't know.
My guess is that we've been putting in streetlights here for a long time, so my guess is there's quite a variety. Mm-hmm.
So if we do go with one type of fixture, would that change the cost? If we're looking at, as Doug alluded, that we have different kinds of fixtures throughout the city, so the retrofit for a certain type, would that make the cost change?
I don't, I will say, if there's anything, it will be minimal, because it's basically the rate that Palmer used in here was $207 per fixture to change, and that is the rate that Edison has given us to. And they didn't put any qualifiers on it, that if you use this type of fixture, or if you use that type of fixture.
Kevin, if I could interrupt on that, I don't think they can all be the same fixtures. We have fiberglass poles that they sit on top of the fixtures, and we have steel poles where they put in the end arms. So I'd like to ask Mr. Fry to set us straight on this, because I don't think they can all match.
Those are the city lights. Those are the city lights. Those are city decorative lights. They're in the neighborhood.
We've got some fiberglass poles in the neighborhoods, too, like down River Crossing, that are not city owned.
Yeah, they are.
They are?
Yeah.
So I'll preface my conversation, or my comments here, based upon the fact that you all know I have ownership in Palmer, so this is informational. It's not meant to sway any members of council one way or the other. The $207 is set by the tariff. So that cost per replacement is specifically set at a number in the tariff. What changes is the cost per fixture. We pay different costs per fixture now based upon whether it's underground service, whether it's overhead wires, whether it's steel poles or wood poles, all that sort of stuff that Kevin described in the last meeting. There's some similarity to that structure, whether it's a wood pole or a steel pole, in the LED streetlight tariff as well. But the actual cost for change out, Edison has decided to set it at a specific number, which is $207.
And could we look at the choices or considerations before the actual project, or before even considering it for next year's budget, just so that we're hitting the ground running?
I think there was some in your presentation, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some in the analysis. There are some pictures of some of the pictures, but I can reach out to Meg Adams, our liaison, so she can give us all that kind of information.
And then, are we constrained by weather? Meaning, can this be done all year round, or started in cold and?
I will have to ask that question.
Would there be any interest in? I assume there are differences in these lights presently. Would be, if we're going to do the conversion, do we want to? Do we want to conform them similarly, or are there practical issues that I'm not thinking of there?
I would, short of talking to Edison and getting their input on that, because that might be some input that they have on that, I would likely recommend, there's two trains of thought.
Yeah.
You can go so that everybody in the city has the same thing.
Right.
Everybody has the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you change a neighborhood over from something that they have as an existing neighborhood has an acorn fixture and change
right.
to a colonial fixture, there's going to be something wrong.
Right.
So if there's, you know, it's one of, you're going to win and lose on either decision, I would think.
Because I assume they're functionally equivalent.
Functionally equivalent, yes. Yes. It would be my recommendation to be uniform throughout, but that's not, if council were to decide the other way, I mean, that certainly makes sense to them. So I don't think there's a right or wrong answer on that.
This one we'll get yelled at about.
we're going to get it one way or the other.
Who do you want to get yelled at by? The question.
We prepare for people to say they're too bright and they're shining in their bedroom.
Yes. They're brighter.
So, you know, I know the mayor says that in jest, but are these significantly, how significantly more bright are these compared to what we have functionally?
You know, they're trying to make the light temperatures and the brightness levels, luminance, and the brightness levels. Most of these streetlights, I believe, are in the 5,000, 6,000 Kelvin range now. Three and 4,000 Kelvin. And that's, you know, it makes it a warmer light. I mean, it makes it a more attractive light, if you will, versus the brightness thing that people are used to when they first came out. So they definitely softened up. I would, you know, my recommendation there would be to, you know, drive along the Monroe Street, and you will be able to tell which one.
Sure. And there are some on Main, aren't there?
There are some on Main, yep.
Even the two at the corner, one's LED and one isn't, I believe.
Yeah,
is that correct?
That's correct.
On the east and the west side. Mm-hmm. The one on the east side, I can't remember which one, but yes. So that's a good representation. And is there a safety benefit to these as opposed to what we have now? I mean, is there increased visibility for animals?
I think they're all pretty equal in that manner. I think it's more the soft light versus stark light, and it's, you know, it's a bad reputation that they've got because the technology's come a long ways since they first started.
Yeah, and then with the, you know, and I think I have an understanding, but just for the record, you know, the efficiency, the savings come with the efficiency of the usage, and then also, in addition to that, how long they last before they need replaced. Is that correct?
Correct.
And compared to what we're using now, it's that's a significant number.
Yes, long life. Yeah, long life. They
and they use less energy.
Less energy and
environmentally friendly.
Yes. So they use less energy and then replace them less often.
Yeah, 5 to 6 times in life. So it's really they don't even know, you know, that's based on tests. They don't really know yet.
Sure.
The city of Toledo pressed the head on theirs for safety reasons.
That's what I've
And there are different, for the Palmer Energy Study, I recall that there are different lighting levels we can call them.
Sure.
Different lumens, not just the colors of them. So we might want to take a look at that as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we'll have, if this is something that council wants to move forward on, we'll definitely have Edison back in and have them provide some information on, you know, these are the types of pictures, these are the types of lights, lighting, this is how it's going to look different in that picture.
Okay. Any other questions from anybody?
Well, I think we definitely want to move forward with this.
It seems to be, that's certainly my thinking. I think it's definitely worth, I mean, it kind of seems like a no-brainer, but definitely worth looking into further.
Do we need to have public input on this?
I don't know. What do you think, Mr. Mayor? Can we get a public hearing?
I think you could have an informational meeting.
Sure.
To let people know what we're doing.
Yeah.
But it's not a required public hearing. It's, you know, you're spending public funds in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
And it will affect their something they're paying an assessment for. So it's good to have public information. But I don't think we're not going to do it if you don't like it. I think it's just an information.
Sure. Yeah, and I think that's always a good idea because I'm sure there will be questions about this, so we can nip those in the bud. That'd be good.
I
we
also
wouldn't
feel
want to do that until we knew what we were doing.
Right,
sure.
Right.
We might even have a street on so people can see it.
Huh? Interesting.
Good idea. Yeah.
I feel like this is something that's inevitable. I mean, it would be essentially kicking the can down the road to not take
make some effort
to move this forward. So.
Yeah, that's my thinking too, and I know there was talk about waiting until it's just done, but if we can start saving $77,000 a year, you know, that seems like something we should do on top of the environmental benefits and possible safety benefits of all this, then I would be interested in moving this forward, you know, sooner than later. So from here, do we need a formal recommendation or a motion? What does the administration have what they need from us?
Yeah, I think I probably just asked the mayor to have, ask administration to look further into converting that streetlight.
I think that's the instruction from council is to direct the administration to produce a better, more detailed plan for council's consideration.
Do you want a motion on that?
So moved.
All right, so moved and seconded. All members of the committee in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. With that being said, there's nothing else to discuss. Anybody have any other final comments?
Just as a point of clarification, when you said any opposed, no, you weren't saying no to this. You were just offering clarification of no.
Thank you. Yes.
It just came so quick, I wouldn't want anybody to misunderstand if they're listening to this.
Thank you. Yes, for the record, I was in agreement with that motion.
Okay.
Yes, I was indicating that nobody said no. Double negatives. Which, yes, that can get me in trouble, double negatives. That being said, I'm going to call this meeting adjourned at 6:22. Thank you.